This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
97 won the ticket. Look at ESPN right now. They're showing like it wouldn't be a quad box. There's six of them of the coaches speaking today. They spelled Aaron Glenn's name wrong. They spelled it with, unless I'm wrong, Aaron Glenn is two N's, right? They only had one. And Pete Carroll is two L's, right? They only had one L for him either. So a little spell check going on for ESPN. All right, enough of that crap. Let's stick, though, with the National Football League, because there's a draft coming up.
That's right. There is a draft coming up, and we are in mock draft season. This is Mel Kiper's draft. I believe this is 2.0.
Oh.
So here we go. This is before the combine, so things will change next week. Number one, I really don't see this changing, though, next week. This is the Titans, and they take Abdul Carter.
Look, everybody says he is the best pass rusher in this draft. We know how important that is, especially if you don't have more than one. I think he is going to be the consensus number one. Look, they could use a quarterback, too, because they have Will Levis. But, you know, maybe they sign somebody like, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or something. I don't think they can pass Carter up.
Either that or they just wait and draft a quarterback later like a Jalen Milroe or somebody like that. And then kind of prepare for next year's quarterback draft because you're not going to be good, but at least you got a top defensive player.
Right.
So, yeah, unless they trade out of it, yeah, that's going to be their selection. I think Abdul Carter, especially looking at, to me, he's Micah Parsons minus the headache.
I agree with you. At number two, the Cleveland Browns in this mock draft select quarterback out of Miami, Cam Ward.
They need a quarterback, obviously, because of the Watson situation, but they have so many glaring weaknesses. Do you want to start with a quarterback? That are you sure that he's the guy that's going to be a franchise quarterback? Because to me, if you're not, you don't take him and you go free agent routes, or, you know, somehow get a bargain quarterback for a year and then do what you suggested, get a quarterback the following year when the class is probably better.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably take a quarterback only unless somebody moves up like the Raiders and takes a quarterback and then Carter is sitting there. Then I think that they would take him. But other than that, like I know, because Stoney, I think it's easy when we kind of fall, and I say we collectively, we fall into the category of, well, this quarterback draft is weak. And then they get there and then we say how great they are, but next year's quarterback draft is going to be weak. And we always say that. Well, next year's draft is going to be so much better. But not right now. We're in the tear them down stage. So all of these guys are going to be horrible. They're not going to be that good. I think if Cam Ward is there, if you're Cleveland, you take a flyer on him. You need a quarterback. You're paying him nothing. And maybe he could be the guy to lead the team. He's got a ton of talent. He's got a very high ceiling. Hopefully, you know, you already have a defense. So he doesn't have to come out there and win games for you. If you could just get, you know, 60-70% of what Jaden Daniels gave the Commanders, I think you'll be okay.
At number three, a quarterback is still on the board, and the New York Giants select wide receiver, defensive back, Travis Hunter out of Colorado.
Him in New York would be unbelievable. The only question I have, obviously, they need a quarterback too. Do they think Shedeur Sanders is that guy? If not, I don't know. Their offensive line has been so horrible. Would you rather take Will Campbell, who's solid and steady at LSU, or go with the flash? Granted, he's great in Travis Hunter because he's going to play. I think he's going to play wide receiver as his prominent position.
And you know what? I think in the NFL, I'm going to draft him and I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah,
he's that type of person. I'm not worried. Okay. The NFL at the combine, where you can only do, if I drafted him, son, let's see you play both sides of the ball, and maybe we play you on both sides. Maybe we don't, but I think you've hit upon it. From the Giants, prepare for next year, get a line so that quarterback comes in there, he's insulated.
Yeah. And look, if he plays wide receiver a lot, you have him and Neighbors, but who's going to throw him the ball? That's where you trade for Stafford, right?
Or Sam Darnold. You can get Sam Darnold as a free agent.
I still, if I'm Minnesota, I do not let him
leave. Neither do I.
I got Minnesota radio, I would be unpopular, especially here, because you being a Sparty hater.
No.
I'm going with the guy who won me 14 games.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if JJ can win you 15?
Don't let Darnold's last two games completely pollute you.
Right, but I'm going to go with what I know instead of the box.
Instead of question mark.
As Kenny would say, yes. You want to take the boat or you want to take the box? I'm going to take the boat.
You're exactly right. So the first surprise to me here in the top 10 comes at number 6, which is the Las Vegas Raiders, and they select running back Ashton Jeanty.
Is that really a surprise?
Yes.
Really?
I know what you're saying because it's the Raiders. But it's a running back.
You know, it's the Raiders, David, and the Raiders have, for years, have just done things, unconventional.
Well, look, they've drafted, tight ends in the first round the last 2 years,
Brock
right?
Bowers and then
the kid from Notre Dame, Meyer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they've taken a kicker in the first round.
Janikowski, that's right. Who's going to be their quarterback? They're going to bring back Aiden O'Donnell or Minshew or whoever? Or are they going to get
Justin Fields, they can get Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Wait,
Russell and Pete again.
Yeah, I remember that. They took a wide receiver, like this fast wide receiver from the combine. I forgot which one it was. Was it Haywood Bay?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And we go to number seven. In
Cowboys
the
Cowboys would be crying because they like to do dumb stuff, but go ahead.
Well, I'll show you what they do. The New York Jets at number seven select quarterback Shedeur Sanders.
I think if you're New York, the Jets are celebrating if he is there.
Yeah.
You didn't have to make a trade. And I think they have enough pieces that you could put him behind that line. He's got enough weapons. It may be an upgrade. And I'll be the first to say, I think between him and Ward, I like Shedeur. It has nothing to do with his dad. I just like him because Stoney, he just made plays in college. And I'm a firm believer. I don't care what your combine is. I saw with my own eyes how you led your team down for drive after drive, game after game.
With no offensive line.
And won.
Yeah.
So imagine if you actually had an offensive line.
Who was Rodgers' backup? Was it Tyrod Taylor? So is that who they would go? Or would they start rookie coach and Aaron Glenn? You're going to start with a rookie quarterback too? Don't you want to have a veteran maybe for the first half of the season? No, okay.
I mean, because here's the thing. As a rookie coach, you're in your honeymoon now.
Yeah.
So you could get away with any. Next year, you can't get away with this. But right now, you can say, guys, we're going to grow together, and it's going to be Shedeur Sanders.
Let me ask you this. Knowing Aaron Glenn and his personality and the way he likes his football players, do you think maybe he goes for a different position than quarterback?
No, because okay. I think Aaron Glenn saw here in Detroit, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win in this league. And look, you know, you're in the AFC, which is filled with tons of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You can only play so much defense. You're going to be going up against some big boys. You need somebody of your own.
So at number 11, just so you know, the San Francisco 49ers select Will Johnson. Not a lot there.
You like that? We got your team, Will Johnson, Detroiter.
No, I like.
Coming off that big injury that he had.
I like Will Johnson, but they need either offensive or defensive line. I mean, a corner is something that they can get later on in second, third round.
Will Simmons gets selected before that. Will Campbell gets selected before that. So there's still tackles on the board.
Right. Either I'm going with, one of the big tackles. The Ole Miss.
Yeah, Banks is still available on this.
Right, I'm going with Banks, the tackle from Texas, but I'm talking about defensive tackle, Nolan.
Nolan.
Most people have him late in the first round.
Correct.
I don't care.
Because Mason Graham is taking, everybody has him going to Jacksonville.
Top five, Jacksonville.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's the next one. I would take him. I like Will Johnson, but they need offensive or defensive linemen.
Well, here is the next surprise is because I told you I would tell you what Dallas did. Because Jeanty, you said they would be upset if Jeanty was to go. Well, they select running back out of North Carolina, Omarion Hampton, in this mock draft.
Okay.
At 12.
Yes. Now, let's remember, this is Mel Kiper making the
Again,
pick, not Jerry.
Yes.
That would be a ridiculous pick.
That would be something there. So let me give you what the Lions do here.
You know what they would do if I was Dallas? If you really like this kid, I know like at 12 actually with the Lions did with Jameer Gibbs. We love the guy. We want to take him. If you're Dallas, if you think this guy is really that good, you know you're trading down, man. Right?
Yeah, you would think so. So the Lions at number 28 select where they list him at outside linebacker, but he is an edge rusher. Femi, I never pronounce his kid's name right. Aladejo?
From UCLA.
From UCLA, yes. I never get his name right. Never have all season.
I mean, I get the mock. Oh, go ahead, Stone.
I've seen some videos of him. He's pretty damn good. But that's kind of surprising as of right now. We'll see what he does at the combine.
Yeah,
so obviously they could use somebody.
I would like to see who else. They do need some more athletes when it comes to the linebackers. I need to see who else was still on the board. But, yeah, when it comes to the Lions, I think that either that guy has to be there or you just try to trade back and gather more picks. If you have, like, you know what, there's five guys that we want. So if we get one of these five, we're okay. But if that make or break guy is sitting right there, I think the Lions are more apt to trade back this year than to trade up to get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, when you look at this team, Stoney, this linebacker may be the only spot that somebody can come in and start from day one.
Right.
Okay, because any other, because your first round selection should start. So where are they going
to
play?
Well, the other question is if Carlton Davis doesn't come back, do they dare go corner again?
You can't. You took two corners and one redshirted.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have two corners already.
Yeah.
You got two safeties. You got D linemen
and then,
that are coming back from injury.
And the next one on the list, the next pick, comes from the University of Kentucky and the West Bloomfield High School Lakers, Maxwell Hairston.
Which means he won't be that great in the NFL.
Hey!
Matthew
Judon came out to turn out to be a pretty good player.
I'm messing around.
He's
I'm so sorry.
I know. Angry.
But that
is... David, take a deep breath and count to 97.
Yes.
That is your Mel Kiper mock draft.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.